Hearing is subdivision number 2014-4, David L. Banks.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, dividing 20.044 acres into 16 lots, located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Armory Road, Road 382, and Townsend Road, Road 340, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 433, Map 2, Parcel 6.10. Gentlemen, this application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has a report of that committee.
Mr. Chairman, we provided you a written copy of the TAC report dated July 15th of this year. On July 2nd, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet or exhibit packet. Each of you has received a copy of that. That's a part of the record. There was a copy of a revised preliminary plan. And we did receive one return notice, and there was a handwritten comment on that they are in support of the application. That was signed by Mary and John Hall. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, then. Mr. Key, or which one? Who's?
Good evening. My name is Jason Palkowitz with Solutions IPM here in Georgetown. And I'm going to do a brief overview of this project and then, of course, address any questions you may have. As stated, it's located at the intersection of Townsend Road and Armory Road.
Excuse me just for a second. If there's anybody here with an interest in this application, there is a display board up here that you cannot see from where you're sitting. So you are more than welcome to get up and go stand over there right in front of it. And look at it as much as you want. I just ask that while you're there that you don't have any conversation, because we're going to be continuing up here. But do indeed feel free to get up and take a look. That would be just fine. All right, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. As mentioned, it's a standard AR1 subdivision, 16 lots, and it's intended to be served by individual wells and individual septic. The minimum proposed lot size is 3/4 acre. We did have a soils feasibility study done for the septic systems. That's part of the packet. It's near the back of it. In fact, it's near the back. TAC comments were mentioned. One of the issues in there was DLDOT and the access. The original plan connected out here to Armory Road. DLDOT just didn't want us to do that for the comments, so we removed it. Okay. And we put a little turnaround. Their comments also stated that these two particular parcels right here should be served by internal roads. We talked to them, and there's actually an email we forwarded off to Shane that says since they already have driveways, there's no reason to move the driveways and the garage and the connection. So those connections are going to stay just as they are, undisturbed.
Let me just make sure I understand what you just said. Yes. These are two lots with homes and garages and driveways on them already.
Yes.
Is that correct?
They're owned by somebody else.
And our friends at DLDOT wanted you to instead close those, move the garages, and have them enter from that subdivision onto those two lots.
Yes, but we've discussed it with them, and we're not doing it.
And they've seen the light.
They've seen, hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
and those lots are not the subject of this application.
And that,
correct.
Right, and they're not even the subject of this application nor part of this land. Is that correct?
They were at one point part of the land.
Okay. But many years ago.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not the subject of this application, though, right?
Correct. They are.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I understood that little piece of madness. Go ahead.
Yes. The internal streets are going to be per county standards. Stormwater, we've had infiltration testing done, and it's going to be infiltration. There's two ponds shown. The configuration hasn't been finalized yet, but that's their general location. And there's a buffer around the entire property. 20 foot is required. There's also easements for multimodal paths. And that's generally the application.
Okay.
If there are any questions, I'd be pleased to answer them.
Well, we're going to find out right now. And we're going to start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Popowitz. So these are all lots at least three quarters of an acre, some lots 1, 2, and 3 right around an acre or more.
Sir.
And the stormwater management, as indicated on that, is where you believe that if you get preliminary approval and then you work through the process with soil conservation, that they would want that. Would that be a wet pond?
No, those ponds are going to be infiltration, will be dry. So the water will go run to them and then perk into the ground.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then the entrance will be off Dallas Drive?
Correct.
And that's a, that entrance, when I went by there, is currently servicing two properties, correct? One to the east, I guess, one to the west, Robinson, and one now or formerly Banks.
Are these the two, these two parcels?
Yes.
Yes.
20-foot wide landscape buffer, as per the ordinance, would go around the entire perimeter?
Yes, sir.
The would there be any, you've got a dedicated right-of-way along Townsend Road that you turn over to DelDOT. Is there a multimodal path or anything that has to go in that area?
No, there is not. There is easements required along where we have frontage. But where we don't have frontage, we aren't required to do anything else.
And that 50-foot right-of-way is recorded?
It's actually currently exists, and it's actually like 56. It's a little bit wider than 50, but it is existing.
I couldn't tell when I was there, you know, how wide it was. I saw it was gravel going in. Do you anticipate having any signage there at that entrance that would call this 16-lot subdivision Virgil Mill Estates?
None's contemplated at this time.
Chances are there would be, though. There would just be.
Introduce yourself.
It's Frank Key with Solutions here in Georgetown, Solutions IPM. Chances are there would be signage, but it would be something minor, like a couple of columns on either side of the road, since the lots are private lots at the entry, so it would go in the right of way if they do it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any provisions, or have you contemplated anything insofar as sidewalks and or sidewalk and street light?
There's sidewalks on both sides of the road, and street lighting will be provided.
And you, there's sidewalks on both sides?
Correct, yes.
Just want to be clear.
Yes, sir.
At least now.
Check the cover sheet on the plans. There's a section.
And
I heard that.
You've submitted restrictive covenants to Mr. Robertson for his review. Is that a part of the tax process?
That's part of the tax process, yeah.
Then pull this up.
And the buffer would be, you'd be following the recommendations of, I guess, the Agriculture Department for what would be planted?
It would be in accordance with the standard county buffer, the 20-foot landscape buffer.
Yeah. Any of the existing trees, are any of them in the buffer areas, and would they remain if they were so?
Most of the existing trees are in this area, this little area here, so they're not actually in the buffer area. They're actually where the road is going to be going. And it's not like it's a forest stand. It's trees around an existing home and some existing farm buildings.
And where the recent demolition has been, that would, am I correct, that would be somewhere around lots 13, 14, 15?
That's awesome. Correct.
Mr. Chairman, that's the questions I have at this point. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Mr.
Were there any? Did you do a wetland delineation or any wetlands also?
We had it looked at. There was nothing to delineate because it's basically an open field.
So there was no wetlands on site.
That is correct.
No further questions.
We're done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Were there any environmental studies done around the? There's various farm buildings that were demolished?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So you're not aware of if there were any sites that where maybe fuel was, had been stored on site or some other hazardous materials?
I'm unaware that there were any.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
One thing I forgot. The easement that DelDOT doesn't want you to use, that space that's there,
right.
What's going to become of it?
It's going to be open space. It'll just, that's really all it's going to be. We may use it for stormwater if we need it, but it's just land between the two parcels.
Yeah, it's really not suitable for stormwater in the shape of it.
Well, if we need some infiltration or some water quality at the end of that road, uh-huh. It would actually function as that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lang.
This same site, was it not previously recorded or reviewed as a subdivision for previous owner under Townsend?
I believe it was. I'm not sure if it might have been Mr. Banks' father, and there were whatever was done there. I've never seen pictures of it, but there was actually a road cut into the site in terms of the dirt. If you look at a Google Earth shot, you can still see it, and it connected to both roads, but it was nothing but a little bit of shaping of the dirt, and then it was abandoned, and nothing else ever occurred.
And I believe that's the case, and I believe it was never completed because of the issues with the old feed mill on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang? I'm sorry, you're Mr. Lang. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, just except to clarify that there were restricted covenants that were submitted for review, and they're part of the TAC, my review of them, so it's fine.
All right, then. Very good. Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2014-4, David L. Banks? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2014-4? Yes, sir. Come on up. First you, and then the second gentleman.
Gentleman, the name is David Herwig. I live on Army Road, basically across the street from the entrance, or see lot 114.
Okay.
My biggest worry was that when we first moved there 26 years ago, there's going to be a 7-Eleven on that road. Thank God that never happened. My only concern is the other two lots where the entrance used to be, before DelDOT made them bring it over on Townsend Road, those two lots that aren't in this whole parcel, is that the brick home that's out there right now on that property? You don't know?
You need to address the question.
You really can't be having a side conversation. What's your question?
There's other four lots or other, this whole building program, the building envelope, correct? That's whole different zoning.
The ones on the end that are on the road there?
Yes.
They're not part of this application.
Right, that's still owned by whomever.
Still owned by whomever, and don't really have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight.
Or they've been sold to
somebody. Or they've been sold to somebody. We don't know. We don't know because they're not part of this deal.
All right. No, thank you. That's all questions.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Yes, sir.
My name's Harvey Tripp. I live in behind on Townsend Road, behind the development by the second pond. And I don't have nothing against the development, but it's got flooding issues back there.
Okay.
And I contacted his brother when his brother was alive. Nothing was done. That's the only problem I have is the drainage coming up.
Is it causing a problem on your property?
Yes. I got pictures to prove it.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't you give them to our attorney here, he'll look at it. We'll look at it.
Just go back to the table.
Go ahead. Good. Tell us what
my yard's flooded all the time from the pond. I got a 5-year-old grandson I'm running. The pond's probably this deep. You know,
this is a natural pond behind
your
house?
Yeah, there's just a pond with no drainage, ain't nowhere. Nothing. I've contacted Dave. Nothing's been done. I've lived there 14 years.
Who's Dave?
The Dave Banks. God owns the property now.
Okay.
And I talked to his brother Russell when he was alive.
Okay.
And nothing's ever been done.
Whose pond is it?
Theirs. It's on their property.
Okay.
And it's about 60 feet from my house. I mean, my garage has been flooded two or three times.
Okay.
Four or six inches of water in it.
We'll look into that for you.
I've had water soil conservation out there. They didn't do nothing.
Oh, we're going to look into it like in the next 30 or 40 seconds as soon as you get done.
Okay. That's all I have to say. I'm not against the development. More people can marry, but something's got to be done with the water.
Okay. I agree.
Mr. Tripp, if I might, when I was out to the site, the pond area, is that the area that's currently, looks like all the grasses and growth is brown at this point?
Yes.
Okay. I
there is two ponds. There is one farther down the road up against the woods where they're going to make the cul-de-sac, I guess, by Rick Hudson's property.
Mm-hmm.
And I live the one back.
Yeah, I see. I've got yours. Yeah.
And it's really, really bad.
Yeah, I noticed yours, and I wasn't sure when I saw the dead grasses whether it was on within the boundaries of this land or your land. And I'm, quite frankly, I'm still not sure.
We're right by the entrance.
The chairman will find out.
They put the two new homes in. They bought off Mr. Banks in there on Townsend Road. And then...
Oh, that's a hedge.
That's where the pond is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's looked like he's indicating trees. Ponds right in here. Okay.
All right. There's no drainage to the pond.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Mr. Falkowitz or Mr. Key, somebody come up here. Yeah, if you don't mind, Mr. Tripp, would you come back and just point to this on this drawing where we're talking about? Give him a second to get oriented.
Of concern to him is the first one, right?
Right. We have met with the Conservation District on this project, and they did mention that this area actually just drops down as lower than our site.
Right.
And we're aware of that. This is one of the reasons why we tested and we're proposing infiltration.
Okay.
To try to keep as much water on site as we can. This particular pond is going to go away, in essence, and become a residential lot. And the water is all going to be drained into these new, bigger ponds.
So you will be remedying this man's situation when you build this development? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Subject to the approval of the conservation.
Yes, everything we do needs to get conservation.
Of course, I understand it has to be approved by soil conservation, but my question, and I'm sure Mr. Tripp's question is, what's his situation going to be, you know, when you get done?
Should be improved.
Okay. So essentially the pond that is giving him trouble is going to be not going to be there anymore, and the water that was running into that pond is going to be redirected elsewhere?
Yes, sir.
A fair statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We appreciate that. Mr. Tripp may have a few more questions for you. The two of you can talk after the hearing, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, on point still.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The pond that those pictures are of, did you see those?
I did not see the pictures.
Can you show the gentleman, Lawrence, or whoever has
them? I didn't see them myself. There you go. Jason, you look at them.
Just the one of the pond is that pond's on this site?
On the drawing, it's indicated as such, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, there are two low areas on the site, that are right there.
But you just said there weren't any wetlands on the site.
Well, it can be wet and not be wetlands.
That's a pond.
Doesn't mean it's necessarily a wetland. It can be wet and not be wetlands.
Farm pond.
Trust me, I know whereof I speak on this. I know that that's true. See me after class.
Well, I would suggest you do a delineation of that pond. How big is that pond?
We did have Ed Lene with Environmental Resources, Inc. on the site, and he's indicated to us that it's not a wetland. It's an isolated man-made body of water. Thus,
That was dug out.
Yes. And in fact, as I understood it from David, it was actually dug to try to provide a place for water to go to try to help the flooding circumstance. It obviously did not, but I think that was the intent when it was done.
Thank you.
You all right?
I'm good as gold.
Okay. All right, then. Anyone else have anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Not this time.
Okay, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And Mr. Tripp, I'm sure Mr. Palkowitz would be happy to spend a few minutes with you while you're both here. Just ask that you do it in the lobby and not in this room.